USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The White House is taking action to counter the surge in reported anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses in the wake of the Israel-Hamas conflict.
There's no place for hate in America, and we condemn any anti-Semitic threat or incident in the strongest terms.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stating that the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security are working with campus and local law enforcement to address any threats. When it comes to a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, the U.S. says don't.
We believe that a ceasefire right now benefits Hamas, and Hamas is the only one that would gain.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Last week, the U.N. General Assembly passed a resolution advocating for a humanitarian truce in Gaza. The U.S. and only 13 other nations opposed that truce, while 120 countries voted in favor of it. The United Auto Workers strike has ended after 6 weeks as the union reached a tentative agreement with GM. This follows prior agreements with Stellantis and Ford, marking a resolution with all of Detroit's big three automakers. Ratification by members at each of the three automakers is now needed. Mask mandates on commercial flights for COVID-19 are likely becoming a thing of the past. The Senate has approved an amendment to a spending bill prohibiting the use of federal funds to enforce face covering mandates on airlines, trains, and buses.
We've learned a lot of lessons as a result of the politicalization of science and the mixed messages that people got during the pandemic.
GOP Senator John Cornyn of Texas, who supported the amendment, hailed it as a victory for personal freedom. The FDA is cautioning against the use of over-the-counter eye drop products from prominent brands like CVS Health, Rite Aid, Target Up and Up, Velocity Pharma, Leader, and Rugby. The agency has identified a potential risk of eye infections that could lead to vision loss or blindness. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
President Biden has issued an executive order on AI emphasizing responsible development. Speaking from the White House, the president said it mandates companies building advanced AI systems to conduct safety tests and share those results with the government before launch.
To make sure AI is safe and a system is secure.
Federal agencies must apply risk management for AI affecting rights or safety. The order also outlines measures to enhance AI development in the U.S. Former President Trump is seeking the endorsement of his former running mate, Mike Pence. During a campaign event in Las Vegas, Trump emphasized that Pence should support him.
He should endorse me. You know why? Because I had a great, successful presidency and he was the vice president. He should endorse me.
Trump made the remark shortly after Pence announced his withdrawal from the 2024 GOP race. Employees at CVS and Walgreens pharmacies are initiating a three-day walkout to protest for improved working conditions and increased hiring. The strike, dubbed Pharmageddon, marks the third such action by pharmacists in a little over a month. The trailer for the sequel, Good Burger 2, has been released.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
The film follows the 1997 original, which originated from a sketch on the Nickelodeon show All That. Kenan Thompson and Kel Mitchell reprise their roles as Dexter and Ed. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.